At Sunday morning services, we have been looking at a part of the Bible which has got a funny name. It's called Ecclesiastes. And our reading this morning is going to be taken from this book. Mr. MacArthur, George MacArthur, is now going to come forward and read to us part of that book at the end, chapter 11, verse 6, and chapter 12, verse 1. Chapter 11, verse 6, through to chapter 12, verse 1. And as the reading is read, I want you to try and spot the key text for our sermon later on. Let's listen to God's word.
In the morning sow your seed, and at evening withhold not your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Life is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun. For if a man lives many years, let him rejoice in them all. But let him remember that days of darkness will be many. All that comes is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and the sight of your eyes, but know that for all these things God will bring you into judgment. Remove vexation from your mind and put away pain from your body, for youth and the dawn of life are vanity. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw nigh, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them.
Thank you. Well, did you spot the key text? We'll come to it certainly later. We've listened to quite a lot already in this service. Can I ask you just to listen for just one more God slot, as it were? You've listened very patiently. Let me assure you, I'm not going to speak any more than 10 minutes. Well, perhaps 11. And I'm going to give you very straight and very direct what is the very best key text, and we're thinking of keys today, the key text for young people that's found in the Bible. Now, I don't know how many texts there are in the Bible. By texts, I mean verses or these statements that are down in the Bible. I don't know how many of them there are. In my Bible, I've got 1,085 pages, and if there's an average of 25 of these texts, as we call them, then that's 27,125 texts, and I've picked out the key one for young people. The one, the chief one, the main one, the key one. Here's the Bible's sermon for young people from our reading. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Be religious when you're a teenager. That's what the Bible says. And it's an incredible instruction, isn't it? To our way of thinking, the Bible writers got it all wrong. For all of us know that religion is for pensioners and old folks, and elderly ladies in particular. Old folks who need a prop or a crutch to meet old age and to prepare for death. How could the Bible writer get it so wrong? Why should the Bible say such a thing as get religion when you're young? Why should you become religious when you're young? I think there are two reasons. Here's the first one. Because when you're old, you won't want religion if you haven't wanted it before. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come. Yes, old age brings evil days, bad days, difficult days. For example, there's failing health. It takes some elderly folks 3 or 4 hours to get going in the morning. Sometimes they're out of puff with just a walk round the garden. And then there's absent friends. It can be a lonely life when family are up and away and old friends are gone. And then there's future fears. How long can I stay in the house? Who's going to look after me? Where am I going to end up? Hospital, home, or with the son-in-law? The evil days come, and the years draw nigh, when old folks will say, I have no pleasure in life. Old age brings its problems, which weigh old folks down, so that it's hard to think of anything else. And with the best will in the world, it's very difficult to remember God. Why, elderly folks at times can hardly remember which day it is, what they've had for lunch, who the next door neighbor is. I hope I'm not yet in my dotage, but even now I'm forgetting things. Keys, of course, and places, names, faces. Sometimes I say I'd forget my head if it wasn't screwed on to me. But those who are really old forget so many things they don't remember. So how can they remember God if they haven't remembered him earlier? You see, most people have a mistaken idea, and the mistaken idea is this. A lot of people said, well, I'll get religious when I'm older and I'm nearing the end. But I've found from experience and observation that very, very few people do this. We talk about deathbed repentance, but you know, in the 19 years I've been at Christ, and I've never seen it. And I've conducted about 1,000 funerals. I'm not saying it hasn't happened. I'm not saying it hasn't taken place. Just not seen it. You see, when you get older, you won't want religion if you've not wanted it earlier. You get too set in your ways, and you don't change and can't change, don't want to change. And that's the first reason why you should get religion when you're young. Because when you're old, you won't want it if you've not wanted it before. But here's the second reason. When you're young, you get great opportunities for religion. You've got open minds, healthy bodies, cheerful spirits. Well, most young people do. There are exceptions to this rule. But our Bible reading spoke about these things this morning. Remove vexation from your mind. Put away pain from your body. Let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. It's natural when you're young to be open and energetic and cheerful. You have open minds. You're able to listen and to think and to learn about the most awesome, exciting story in the history of the world, God coming to earth, and how that coming can transform human lives in 1996. You've got energetic bodies to do good in this world, and to actually make this world a better place as you discover that God's got a job for you to do. You've got cheerful spirits, which you can use to affect other people of your own age and get them excited about God. Nobody else can do it for young folks but you. That's the thinking behind Mission Scotland 1997. Release the Power, it's called, next September in the SECC, to get in 3,000 Christian young people, train them and teach them and send them out to win Scotland's young people. Only you can do it. Old fogies like me can't do it. That's why it's very important. When you have the opportunity, get religion. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. But is it a good thing to get religion? And the answer to that must be no, it isn't. Religion as such has caused an awful lot of problems and troubles and deaths in the history of this world. No, that's not what our text says. Remember religion. What does the text say? Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Remember this person, God, the God of the Bible, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the real God, the living God. That's the one we've to remember, turn to, and follow. That's the one we're to believe in. There is, of course, a God whom we are not to believe in, the policeman God, who's watching everyone in case they break the rules, the grandfather God, who's nice and kindly like Santa, giving handouts, the lottery God, whom we can only find by chance, the emergency God, who's useful only in times of trouble, the faraway God, who's a distant being we never bother and who never bothers us. These are pictures of the God we don't believe in. But the real God, the Jesus God, the living God, the personal God, the God who loves us and cares for us, that's the God of whom this writer is talking. Remember your Creator, who's the Savior and friend as well. Remember him in the days of your youth, because he offers to you a dynamic life here and now and everlasting life hereafter. So remember him, turn to him, take him, follow him, while you have the chance and before it's too late. Let's pray together. O mighty Creator and Redeemer God, you are looking at us, each individual in this building, and you know what stage we're at. You know us through and through, and you want us to turn to you while we have strength, while we have energy, while we have opportunity, and to take the offer of your forgiveness and friendship and power into daily life. And we ask now in this company of young people that it might be your favor, God, to draw numbers of them to yourself, if not today, in the days to come, and take them and use them and bless them and make them a blessing to young people in Scotland. And this great, big, vast prayer we offer in the great name of Jesus. Amen. Now we began our service by singing to the praise of the name of Jesus, and we're going to finish likewise. Our final hymn, At the Name of Jesus, Every Knee Shall Bow. And the congregation will remain standing after the hymn for the benediction and until the colour party leaves. Let's worship God as we close our service.